KN4REP, monitoring mobile.
KN4REP, KB4CBA, name here is David, good evening.
KB4, missed the end of it there, David. Can you tell me again, please?
Alpha.
CBA, you got Russell on this end. How you doing this afternoon?
Not too bad, Russell. I'm headed out for the second time today to play some tennis.
After that, I'm heading out, gonna pick up a pizza. Been a little bit of a long day, so we decided not to cook. We're just gonna do pizza for the night.
We like to frequent Marco's Pizza and, of course, take out. And some of the best pizza I've ever had.
After that, we might have to give that a shot. We're just doing the Little Caesars tonight.
I have eaten my share of Little Caesars, I tell you. I've kept them in business for a long time.
Seems like the days are getting a little bit longer, so we're working a little bit longer, so trying to keep up with everything. Decided it's just too late in the afternoon to cook, so we're just going to go ahead and grab the pizza for the evening, settle in, maybe watch a little TV, and wait and see if it's going to snow.
Mike's going to drive down to Somerville. Our oldest daughter lives down there. Her husband's job took them down there. And, but anyway, she goes, do you think I can pick on Bill to get back? She's coming back Saturday. I'm just laughing. You know, I mean, they always try to make these snow things a lot bigger than they usually are around here.
Yeah, no doubt. I imagine closer we get to Friday when they say it may come in, there won't be any bread or milk left on the shelves. Everybody got to have their milk sandwiches.
Getting a lot of QRM from the 440 side of my radio here. You better go get in now because the shelves will be empty if you wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for sure. You said you was getting some QRM on the 440 side. I'm just curious, how does this radio sound?
Good. I mean, I'm mobile, and but when I've got the repeater for quieting, you sound really good. You're real solid into the machine.
Deal. We just got this mobile and put it in the car. This will be the first permanent mount mobile we've had. We've just been doing a handheld. I'm still new to ham, so I'm learning as I go and decided to go ahead and step up and put a permanent mount in here.
I'll tell you, I guess I'm spoiled, but I remember I was telling Jimmy, I can't remember Jimmy's call, but we were talking about RC planes, and he's into RC boats now, and anyway, but I was talking about the time I got my first radio. Was a 2-meter rig, and it was an Asden 4000, and I paid $299 for it back in 1983. Now, that was a lot of money back then for a 2-meter rig. Yeah, it probably put out 25 watts, maybe 35, something, I don't know. It wasn't much. And I had this slide mount, and I bought two of them because we had two cars, and I would just switch from car to car. And I had an antenna on both cars and power. And so all you had to do was just unplug the power and unscrew the antenna and then slide it in the other car. And that's the way I did it for a long time.
Back back in the day, that would have been a good chunk of money to spend out for sure. We, this is one of the Anytone 778 UVs. It's a dual band. I picked it up off of Amazon when they had a little special deal on it. I don't remember the seller that was doing it. I think it was about $100. And I've been happy with it so far.
What brand is it?
It's listed as Anytone. I think they make it the same face version of it. Comes from like a Striker, and I think Redis may have one that looks just like it too, so I'm not exactly sure who the exact manufacturer of it is.
Tell him. Well, I mean, you know, it sounds as good as any radio I've heard on the air. You know, some people are more picky than I am, so they might have another opinion, but anyway, which sound good to me.
Good to hear. I'm glad it does sound good. Used Motorola radios throughout the time when I was in the emergency services, and they seem pretty rugged and hold up, but they're definitely pricey. I'd like to have a Yaesu, but right now the funds just ain't there to do it, and I'm happy just to be able to get on the air and talk a little bit.
You mean? Well, my old radio that was in here bit the dust, but gosh, I think I'd had it 15 years or more, maybe more than that, maybe closer to 20, and it was an old ICOM 207. It's a dual bander, 2 meter 440. So I got another. I guess this is what took its place. It's an ICOM, I think it's a 2730. It's 2 meter 440, and I like it. It's got a big display, but the reason I bought it is because it has a separation kit, and so all I have to do is put the head of the radio, you know, here where I can see it, and the actual, the main part of the radio is under my seat, so. And the microphone hookup is on the face of the radio too, which is nice. So you don't have to worry about running an extension for your microphone.
Yeah, that sounds like it's built like the Moto Turbos that we used right before I retired out. They had remote heads on them that you could move out and mount the unit itself somewhere else and put the head up, made good, and took up less space in the vehicles.
Now, did you say you worked for EMS at one time?
She worked with the fire department. Spent between volunteer and full time about 27 years doing it.
We're CPA. Well, that's great. Appreciate your service, and my son-in-law was at Bria Fire Department for several years, and I think he really liked it, but he wanted to move on and use his degree that he had gotten from Clemson, and he has a degree in packaging science, and he went to work for, I think it's CTS. It's a company that supplies packaging for BMW, or did. I think they lost that contract. But anyway, he's over the plant, the Volvo plant, if you noticed it down there on 26 as you go to Charleston. It's on the left there. So he's running that thing down there for him now, so that's why they moved down there.
AN4REP, that's pretty good then.
Well, he's definitely making a lot more money than I ever made, that's for sure. But anyway, I'm happy for him. My daughter's a nurse. She's she's been, gosh, I forget how long it's been since she graduated, but she was a nurse manager at Prisma Health for a good many years in palliative care and hospice. So, but she's just nursing now. She's doing it kind of part time with this somebody, some hospital down there. I don't even know the name of it.
Her dad. Well, my hat's off to her. In much respect with everything that's going on. Anybody that's in the medical field or first response field right now, I just, my hat's off. I mean, I just really appreciate everything that everybody's doing. It means a lot. They go out there and put their health on the line and their family's health on the line to take care of other people, you know, especially when they don't even know those people.
Me, I'm with you on that. I wouldn't want to have to be around people that had COVID, you know, all day long. And but anyway, but that's what she does. And hopefully, when this vaccine gets out, we can get a handle on it. It's not like it's going to go away, but completely. But at least maybe it'll be manageable.
Yeah, no doubt. That's definitely a hopeful. It'll be manageable. I'd like to see things start to go back to normal. We left out of the fire department there in February 2019, went up to Alaska and worked a little bit of seasonal work up there doing tours for a tour bus company and really enjoyed it. But with all this COVID stuff, everything shut down. So we're here in South Carolina just kind of hanging tight and fiddling and doing odds and ends stuff.
Well, I wish you well, and I'm retired, and so I'm enjoying it. I tell you what, so I play a lot of tennis. I play tennis 4 or 5 days a week, sometimes on the weekend, and really enjoying it. I told my wife, as long as I can stand up, I'm going to play tennis, so... But anyway, well, I'm going to run. Our game starts in about 15 minutes. I get out here and warm up and get acclimated to this, the cooler air out here. It's not going to get any warmer tonight, and see what the next hour and a half holds.
Yeah, well, you can get out there and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy talking with you. This will be KN4REP, and I'll be clear in 73.
Enjoy your evening and some pizza, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CPA.
GPA, mobile.
KN4KCL.
Well, sir, I'm fat, dumb, and happy. Hanging out at the house, attempting to get the computer to work so I can start some online classes.
Taking.
I'm currently a paramedic. I'm working on critical care paramedic class. How about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm heading home from work. Yeah, my son, he's a medic in the Army, and he's actually thinking about transferring to the Air Force after his contract's done with the Army and getting their physician's assistant program.
The Air Force, they're supposed to take really good care of their people.
I'm a medic right now in the 101st Airborne, so he gets treated like any other infantry grunt. And once his contract's done, he's going to probably switch over to the Air Force.
At some point in time, I'm thinking about moving on to nurse practitioner, but, you know, baby steps, one step at a time.
Yeah, about doing is getting there. He's actually going through the nursing program they have for the Army, but he can probably come out a little better with being a physician assistant and probably have a little better hours anyway.
There, that's pretty much the whole reason I want to move to nurse practitioner and nursing side from paramedic side. Hours would probably be a whole lot better. They get paid, a brand new out of school nurse with no experience gets paid what I make, and I work 20 hours a week more to make that.
That's what I always, my kids growing up, try to tell them to, you know, do the best they can, because they don't, I don't want them to have to work their butt off to, you know, make it like I always had to do.
That's not to say I don't like my job, because I really do. I really don't look forward to having to work inside a building. That's the reason I chose this job was to be out of doors.
You're doing something I like now, a machinist now, and I love that. That's been the first, you know, 15 years of electrician. And, you know, I got burnt out on that pretty quick. I hated it the whole time. Finally was able to break free from that and get into this. So I'm happy now. I don't have to work hard, and I can, you know, still have to work a lot of hours, but I make, you know, better than I did then as an electrician. And don't have to work as hard, but it took me 20-something years to finally get here.
I didn't do so well through college the first time around, and I'm having to learn from my mistakes now, that's for sure. I'm 32 with three kids and just now starting back to college, so.
I'm getting on a plane right now, flying up to D.C. for that rally they're having tomorrow.
Can you please repeat? I didn't copy that line. I can't cop that last. Did you repeat what you said?
No, I said my wife, she's actually getting on a plane right now, flying up to that to D.C. to that rally they're having tomorrow.
Which rally is that? I gotcha.
Yeah, she's been, second time she's been up here for one. She's funny, though, like that.
Personally finding it harder and harder to like any politician.
I never really have liked any politician for the most part.
I want to just say I appreciate the coming back to me. I've only had my license for about 2 to 3 weeks, and I just now got a home base set up to actually talk to somebody. So I appreciate them. About to start this class here.
For REP. I missed a call sign on the paramedic.
KO4 KCL, Barrett and Clemson.
KL4 KCL.
4 Kilo, Charlie Lima.
That you wouldn't my chance be with Greenville County, would you?
Work in the far corner in Oconee.
I worked here in Greenville County for about 27 years, and a lot of the paramedics that we had throughout the years, they worked and done the exact same thing you're doing.
And by the time I finish up all these classes, I'm going to convince somebody at my employer to pay me to work in the field too.
The last transmission was a little low. I didn't quite copy it.
Hoping that by the time I finish all this class and classroom and advancement that I can convince my employer to pay me to be in the field.
Heard that. But I just wanted to chime in here real quick. I picked up the tail end of you guys' conversation and appreciate what both of y'all are doing. I know it's a hard job to do out there right now, but just wanted to say thank you and we appreciate you.
Appreciate you as well. Thank you, sir. KO4 KCL signing out. For the second time.
And for REP, I'll be clear 73.